Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, August 26th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is expected to unveil the iPhone 16 at an event on September 9th. The tech giant didn't release details of products to be shown at the event, but it typically announces new iPhones every fall. The iPhone 16 will come with new artificial intelligence-powered features, including the ability to suggest email responses and create images. Apple announced the AI features at its developers conference in June, and has said the features will only work on the iPhone 15 Pro and any new iPhone. The company didn't respond to a request for comment. Canada is placing a 100% surtax on Chinese-made electric vehicles. The charge will take effect in October and will be in addition to a 6.1% tariff already applied to Chinese-produced EVs imported into Canada. The country's finance minister said the aim was to level the playing field for the Canadian EV industry. Canada also intends to apply a 25% surtax on imports of steel and aluminum products from China. The moves match measures taken by the Biden administration earlier this year. And IBM is shutting down its China Research and Development Department. An executive said the China R&D functions would be moved to other overseas facilities, according to employees who attended a virtual meeting this morning. IBM has told some employees it's adding engineers and researchers in places including India, according to employees who were briefed. The employees said more than 1,000 people will be affected by the closure. IBM is the latest U.S. company to retreat from China amid tensions between the two countries. In a statement, IBM said the changes won't affect its ability to support clients in China. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.